Yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of It's On Us podcast. You see us here. You hear us here. Hello.
We're here.
Welcome back. We have the four of us here today. Jacob is on daddy duty, so, and we have daddy here.
No pun intended.
So we got a daddy already here. Oh my God. We got Cliff.
What's up?
We got Gabe.
Yo, yo.
We got Ash.
Yo, yo.
And we got me, John. What's up? We don't really got an agenda, but I do have a question to start with, and maybe we can go from there. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, what, in your guys' opinion, we'll start the questions right away.
Okay.
In your guys' opinion, what's the major differences from a hobby and a business? Do you have like an opinion on that?
Ooh, a hobby and a business. I mean, a hobby is something that, one, it doesn't cost you. And you can pick up and put down. A business, you can't put down. That's something you have to dedicate yourself to, and you have to work anywhere from 50 to 90 hours a week in order for it to even, like, get going.
So Abigail, she teaches piano on the weekends. One day a week, she goes and teaches piano for a couple hours. It's her hobby. She likes to do it. Mm-hmm. And now she's also making, it's a little bit of money, but it's not like, it's not going to, like, fund itself or be, you know. But it could, I mean, eventually it could turn into like a business itself, mm-hmm. where she can have her own students and have like a, she has, I think she has three solid students. So every week she meets with them, mm-hmm. but it's her hobby. She enjoys doing it and she loves it and she loves teaching it. And, but is it like, is that a business?
It would become a business if, like, say if she did this and it could be a passive aggressive business, create a YouTube channel, kind of like what we're doing. All she has to do is set up her phone, mm-hmm. create a video, you know, piano lessons. She's already doing it naturally. And when she's done, edit the video, post it up. And now not only are you getting paid for your small things, you're getting paid for each, you know, time you do that. So she can get paid for a lesson she did 3 weeks ago because of that video pops up in somebody's algorithm. Boom, boom.
So the question is, does she want that to be a business, or is it just a hobby? Because then the passion may change also. Ooh, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the passion behind it. Yeah, true, true. Like so, for example, me and you, we went golfing yesterday and with a couple other people, shout out. Mm-hmm. You know, that for me right now, that's a hobby. You know, but for Tiger Woods, that's a business.
That's his,
you know, business. For Rory, it's business. You know, so there's the, like you said, I think the passion, the dedication changes the description. Or
yeah, once you like know you can make some type of profit off of it, maybe your attitude towards it does change just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like your drive.
Now, like, so teach? What's that?
Does she want to add more people to teach?
Yeah. She did this like 10 years ago, and she was like, yeah, she was like young at that. She was 20, you know, but teaching like younger kids. Now she's teaching like adults and young kids at this place. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of good that she's getting the best of both. And she has mentioned about like doing like things online. She wants to create like a course. So she kind of has like the long term, like it's going to be like a business, and she wants to like songwrite. So there's like, it's not only just like piano teaching. It's like there's a spider web of offshoot of things that she wants to do. So
music genre.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, but like Ash, for you, like when you started Creative Genius brand, you know, that brand, mm-hmm. when did it start for you where it was, This is a hobby. I like to make shirts. Did you like make your own shirts first for you personally?
And then just for me personally, because like I hated going to the stores and like seeing how much Nike costs, Adidas costs, and I'm like, man, all it is a logo on a garment. So why can't I do that for myself? Mm-hmm. So then I started to try different techniques. Like, let me just experiment and see if this works. And then eventually I'm like, I really like doing this. Other people seen it and they're like, well, can you do it for me? That's when the business comes into play. Like now, I'm not doing it for not only myself, now I'm doing it for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in Abigail's case, that's the same scenario. Like, she's passionate about just playing the piano. Then once people start asking her, like, hey, can you teach me?
Right. That's where it changes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
where it
true.
Becomes a transactional, like, relationship right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I just was thinking about that. You know, with us here, you know, last year we made this like an LLC. So now we're trying to start offshooting into other things, and we have other productions happening. Mm-hmm. A, B, C, you know, many different things, and it's exciting. And, you know, so for us, when we started this, I would consider that it's a hobby, and maybe still is a hobby in my opinion. I don't know.
It's still a hobby for us because we enjoy doing it though. Like, right. Again, like at the NBA, most of the guys that played in the NBA, it was a hobby at first, and then they became passionate about it. And then now I feel like the longer they're in that business, they see the business side and like their passion may fade over time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're growing into a business now, though, within it being a hobby still, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And most times, starting off, though, you don't see, like, actual, like, concrete, like, information or, like, what's the best way to frame it?
Like, yeah, even, like, the data, like, behind it, like, all this, like, the...
For a good, like, 5 to 10 years, do you actually see, like, this is substantial progress. Like, mm-hmm. we're still... What, year 2, 3?
Yeah, we're baby entrepreneurs.
So like, mm-hmm.
I just met a cleaning lady yesterday. Took her 30 business to get her clientele right and get her business like really up and going. And she just loves cleaning. That's her niche, and she doesn't mind working 7 days a week because it brings her happy. It's a passion. It went from being a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That was a crazy business. Story yesterday. I'm getting a bike this summer, by the way. So yesterday I went out and I went to different bike shops and like we went to one and he was like
motorcycle bike or
like, motorcycle. Oh, okay. So like a mountain bike type shit. No, I got a 10-speed in the garage. But no, so I'm talking to the guy and he's like, yeah, it's appointment only. I'm like, why? He was like, because over the years I found out like people come into the store and they don't buy anything versus appointment. I know that you're committed to spending 5-10 grand once you book the appointment. Mm. So he's like, I'm not gonna waste more time just having people walk through and like not really sure about the information. The people that come in and make appointments, they're for sure about the information. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's an interesting perspective to have just in business period. Like, you know your clientele, you know what works, you know what doesn't work. So it's like mm-hmm. filtering out unnecessary like
traffic.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I mean, even on Broadway, like I'm trying to understand what they're doing because there's a lot of businesses that are dying on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Don't know why. A lot of people are like not happy on Broadway. So I'm like, what could we do, you think, to bring value to Broadway?
Mm. Oh, that's a great question.
I don't know. You know, people always talk about the flash mob. I think we talked about it before. Like we mentioned, like, this is kind of the wording is kind of weird. Yeah. But creating like a, I don't know. Like what, I guess really what it boils down to is, do the people want what's on Broadway? And if not, then
exactly
it'll show in, you know, the closed businesses. You know, do we want? We had a long time business there that just they retired finally. It was like a. It was called Sun News, City News.
Yeah, oh yeah, Sun News. I think Peter's mom worked there at one point in time.
It was like school supplies and shit, like for like teachers and like you would never think like that would be like a prominent downtown business, but they were literally like, hey, we're done, we retire, like that's pretty good. I mean,
that's a flex right there.
We have other businesses like we've had smoothie shops and we had a game, board game cafe that has failed, you know. So those things that you would think, oh yeah, we go downtown and play board games and go drink and you can drink downtown now. And like it failed, you know. But
my
why?
Thing is though, I don't know, like because the weather is changing and it's getting warmer outside. Patio life is going to be all summer. Central. But there's no patio life on Broadway.
Yeah, not physically on Broadway. No, they're, you know, speak of the devil, they have their, it's called AWOL. It's the back bar.
Yeah, it's like around the left-hand side of it, I think.
Yeah. So you go through the alley and there's like a little, it's like like you can buy like domestic beer. Like speak of the devil's known for like their cocktails and like their very high-end like bourbon and all these drinks that they can create. But then it's like the back patio, there's a patio set out there, there's chairs, there's like a mm-hmm. bar out there, it's like domestic beer, you know. So it's like
okay. So perfect example, so you're about to go to Florida, so when you go to Florida, what's the experience going to be like? You're going to be on the beach, you're going to have drinks, you want to be outside enjoying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, we don't have that here.
No.
And I still feel like Black River Landing is still underutilized. Yes, I like the events we hold here, but I feel like, again, you can make that a year-round, maybe mostly in the summer, but like a food truck stop.
Yeah.
You know how many people would just flow down there just for the different flavors and tastes? Like we crave that at the, that's why the International is so big, because we only mm-hmm. really get that once a year for like a weekend and that's about it.
I think that should be longer than 3 days. Too.
Thank you.
It should be at least like,
like a week like or something.
Maybe 5 days.
Yeah, like make Monday it a week. Monday through Friday. Or, mm-hmm. or Monday through Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, Sunday, that's perfect. Yeah.
Like Wednesday through Sunday or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Gives the opportunity for people that, you know, maybe don't want to go on the Saturday or Sunday, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People that work on a weekend.
Yeah,
you got a lot of bartenders that work solely on Saturday and Sunday, and that's where on Friday. That's where
and
they're gonna.
think about this too. Money. All the businesses down there, some people don't want to go to Scorchers, Domino's, and shit like that. You can literally go right down there, get yourself something to eat real quick, and there's a lot of stops on Broadway, so people can go down there, get their shit, go back to work, and it's right there.
Yeah, no,
for something different.
I definitely think, I was thinking about, there's a few locations, and I ain't gonna divulge it all, but I was like, what if there was like a food truck park, like, in a way.
That's what I'm saying. And down there,
that's a great location. I just wonder if the people down there that own, you know, the landing, the Port Authority, if they have a different thought, because they already announced last year that they want to build like townhomes, almost like a Crocker Park feel down there.
I feel like they should make that building in there some like a restaurant in itself.
Yeah. Oh, the train station.
Because sometimes they turn it into like a voting poll place.
Yeah, the polls, and there's, I know that I gave blood there one time, so it's like, I guess it's
underutilized.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
but I'm not for like more homes down there. I mean, the ones that they got on the other side is already nice, but I feel like you can just do something different right there. We don't need more homes.
Yeah, we're not Crocker. We don't have that
appeal.
It's gonna kind of sound sad to say we don't have that revenue either. Like,
and again, it's because look at our foot traffic on Broadway. There's nothing there.
That's what I'm saying.
To Crocker Park, people just want to go there and just walk around.
Literally.
That's it.
Because I wanted to do that after our taco stop. Like, man, I just want to walk around for a second type shit. But if they do that, like, what are the people going to do? Like, go home and stay home? You can't come out, walk down Broadway, and really, like, get a good shopping feel. We don't have, like, a Nike store.
It would almost feel like, too, like, so say if they did something down there where they created, like, streets and roads and buildings down there. Then it's like, oh, you're taking away from the main street then.
Exactly.
Like, just do it on the main street. Revamp those buildings and get the property owners that aren't doing anything, like, offer to buy them out. I don't know, like, try to get them, like, get the vacant buildings filled.
Yeah,
instead of replacing it with something.
Yeah. So do you think there should be like some type of levy, like, if this building hasn't been like
utilized
or utilizing, like, let's say like 20 years, it, like, the city should be able to, like, whoever it is should be forfeited and then
back. Well, it's hard because if people pay their taxes on the building, they can't, you know, there's no, you know, there could be like something like it's called eminent domain, where the city can like take over a land, a piece of property, but there's got to be like it's a legal battle. It could take years for the city to do anything, and it's kind of hard. So, but if we had, for example, the corner of 7th and Broadway. And this is public information. You can look this up. We had the building on 7th and Broadway on the southwest corner burnt down like 2019, and it was like they had to tear it down. It was like there was no saving the building. So they tore it down. The property owner tore it down, and then he gave it to the city. He was like, "I have no use for this. Like, it could be helpful for the fulfillment of downtown." And then the city accepted the property, and then they sold it. It's like and still it sits as a vacant lot. You can look this up. You can see it for whatever reason. And I don't know if they sold it to a developer. I mean, I would hope they would.
You're talking about right by
the juice bar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, right next to the juice
bar. And it's just a big lot of nothing. Spot. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Across from the jewelry spot, right?
No.
The opposite side.
Opposite side. It's closer to... the furniture store on the corner there.
Opposite end. So like,
opposite.
Yeah, but it's a big vacant lot. I thought it was going to be like a community garden.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, like, why don't we have a community garden?
That would be the perfect spot for it.
Yeah, you know, if we can make something where people can go, and I don't know, personally for me, I hate the parking on Broadway. I know we have parking lots behind businesses on both sides, but and they're like public lots, but. I feel like if we had just like a lot there, like just even that the city took it and just fucking put a lot, you know, excuse my French, but just put it where people don't got to park on, you know, the parallel parking, or if they don't want to, you know, if people feel comfortable, I don't know. Just, I thought that the city personally dropped the ball on that, like giving that property, they got it for free and then they just gave it away immediately. It's like, well, wait a minute, let this pan out for a minute before maybe we can figure something out with that property.
Yeah, no, I think there's a certain aesthetic that we have to keep. In Lorraine, like in the 90s, we were real big on like having the pool parties and going to Central Park to swim in the pools, but like there's no pools around here now.
No pool. And then on the south side, you can look this up, the contract that we had, we had some funding from leftover from COVID money and stuff the government had. and we had a contract that was supposed to go for the pool at Oakwood Park.
I remember that in the newspaper.
Uh-huh. And they just pulled the pool company that was going to do it.
See what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, yeah. It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know who dropped the ball on that, but it's like, that would have brought so much more traffic because...
It could
have. We know people that just want to go swimming. I don't want to go all the way to Avon to go swimming.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. I got a question like for you. Kalahari or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I see you being in a key leadership position because we know what we want to do for the city. Again, we're creating an index of information through our show and stuff like that. But once we start generating revenue, we want to do stuff for the city. Is it really worth doing anything for the area if it seems like every time we dump something in, like, it's almost going to be like minimal effect because the city's barely doing anything to amplify what's here already?
I mean, that's a big question. I mean... It depends. I mean, I think they're really trying this whole pool project. That was it was really risky. It was a lot of money, but they haven't really the contractor was like, so they have a general contractor and the subcontractor is the one that went bankrupt. And they're like, that was the pool company. It's like, okay, well, we're going to change the project to something different now, I guess. I don't know what's going to happen to it yet. Still kind of in limbo, but they have a contract to make a pool and they're like, we can't build a pool now. I'm like,
whoa. Cause they finished the restrooms over there on the south side and everything. Like, it was halfway done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they just like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. They're going to, I think they said they're going to try to do a splash pad instead.
Nobody wants a fucking splash pad. Like,
got that at Central Park already. Like, if you even took the old Central Park location, parking is plenty. Basketball court right there. You got the baseball field and the park. If you created something like even like a miniature splash zone here, you know how much revenue that would do for the city?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
With water slides and shit. Everybody in the area love water slides. And then everybody's property also goes up because people will start flocking there. And now it's a mainstay.
I definitely feel that Central Park is more realistic to do something with than Oakwood because Oakwood is on the south side. It's a little bit further away from Central Park. It's kind of central. Oakwood Park is close to 57, is on 57, so it could get some traffic from like Elyria residents and Sheffield people.
Easier to find.
Easier. But at the same time, you know, they did have the splash pad put in at Central. So people are like, okay, they're trying to, I get what the cities, they try to do. They're trying to like, here's a little bit over here. Here's a little bit over here. We're going to try to build parks and land as we can. But I don't know. And they had a park levy that didn't pass last year. So that was a whole other thing that they tried to offer to the residents. Like, we could do a little more with a little more money, but then that takes taxes. And
mm-hmm. I get it. It's just, and again, the splash pad idea is nice, but that doesn't generate revenue. If anything, it's causing a bill because we're using water.
Yeah.
Well, at least with a pool, you're exchanging.
I'm just thinking for like this generation of kids, like the experience of going to a public pool, meeting different people there, testing out your swimming skills. Like, it's so nostalgic for me to even think back, like when Central Park was open, we used to go there. Like, we used to do field trips from the Salvation Army to Central Park. It'd be like 50 plus kids just having a good day.
Mm-hmm. Or shit, even if we didn't do that, we used to walk in groups. Like, we used to get a bunch of neighborhood kids and we couldn't really walk alone, but we would get like our older siblings, a bunch of neighborhood kids, and walk up there together.
Yep.
Nice. Oh,
type shit.
See, I never really went to like Central. I went to the Crow Club to swim there.
Oh, me too.
I was always jealous. I could never go. You had to be a member.
But still, they knocked that down. Like, and
yeah,
there's no pool back there or nothing.
What? No. Yeah, the Crow Club, they filled it in a couple of years ago. They were like, "Yeah, it was actually leaking or something." I talked to Chris one time. He was like, but
that's another place where, like, I mean, I know I had a lot of memories going there swimming and shit. I know a lot of people from there that I had no business knowing.
I just can't imagine a kid being 25 years old thinking like, "Man, remember we went to that splash pad at Central Park? It was so awesome." I was so wet. My feet were so... You know, nobody's doing that. Like, we don't care about that. Like, give these kids an experience that's going to last them a lifetime, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you said, I didn't even think about, like, the whole, like field trips and, like, schools could, like, take their kids there and, like, enjoy... Like, that's something memorable, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be like, remember when I went to...
Remember that fifth grade field trip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I did almost drown at a field trip before.
But that experience, though, still, it may happen. But
it's an experience.
That's a part of it, though.
Yeah. No, we went to Good Times in Avon when I was off the highway there.
That used to be so fun too.
Yeah, I fell into like a thing. We were like in a bubble thing. I think we talked about near death experiences before on here. So it's like, I got knocked in. Some big dude knocked me over in the.
He flipped the tube.
We were in the tube and it was like a little circle thing in the middle, like to steer it. And,
yeah.
he was just really big and I was really small. And he just like, he went to turn it and he just knocked me in. And I didn't know how to swim. I was like, well, I guess I'm
I'm a goner.
This is it for me.
Yeah, yeah, like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, no.
So you think maybe like Lorraine's like maybe like a swings and things or something like that?
Even that.
Well, carts. Well, see, and I think we just really missed the boat on a lot of things. You know, we had swings and things right next to Planet Fitness. It was a batting cage. I think there was golf there. There was a whole putt or whatever. That was here. It went. But
we didn't have the opportunity to enjoy that as adults. Like, we had that as kids, but like we couldn't. I mean, we low-key couldn't do anything about the time of trying to keep it here as much as what we can do now.
Same with the golf courses right over on Levitt and Tower. Mm-hmm. We would have been like adults now, well, yeah, we would have been right there every day. Driving range, and you know, so now we went to Grafton yesterday, so it's like we could keep that money here. We could keep that, you know.
And there's enough space around here to do a driving range for people, because we know a lot of people that are into golfing now, so it's like that's a market in itself right there.
There's
so many things that can be done. But
and I mentioned this was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago to a council person. I was like, how about like on the east side here, I said, how about, can we make part of Longfellow like a dog park? Can we like make it where
that would be perfect?
And they were like, well, it's a liability tax, you know, law, legal, you know, it's like a legality if a dog were to injure someone. Or
growing up, there were so many loose dogs in Lorraine every day, B. Ain't nobody worried about that.
If you've never been chased by a stray dog, I don't know what your childhood was like.
You ain't even a Lorraine night if you ain't been chased by a stray dog at least once.
Yeah, I had a little dog chase me like this thing. I was running so fast.
I remember this fucking Doberman. This is what made me get Doberman. This motherfucking Doberman came down the street hauling ass. I got to go on board like...
But
Brandon jumped on some dude's car. He just bought the car earlier that day. Brandon jumped all over the car. And it didn't even give a fuck.
It.
He's like, get off my fucking car. He's like, fuck you. There's a fucking dog right here.
Hell no.
But so, yeah. So, like I said.
It always seems like it comes down to money. That's always like the hold up. Money. Hold up. Money. Taxes.
I wouldn't say in like the law. Like, you don't want to like offend. You don't want to offend one side by making it a dog park, and then, you know, for like the dog lovers and then the non dog lovers, the cat lovers, like, well, what are we gonna do for our cats? I feel like that's our society now. We're trying to make everything as equal as what we what we can, but it's like sometimes we can only get what we got, you know.
I feel you, but people gotta understand, if you on Earth, double standards have always exist. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. That, you know, egalitarian, trying to have shit equal. No.
This may be like a off the wall question or a comparison with double standards, but like I had this conversation the other day. I'm like, it's weird that like some younger women want older guys, but an older guy can't want a younger woman.
Shit.
Cause that's again, that's a contradiction though.
I mean, no, they're trying to make us feel bad now because men like young, and you know, women want to feel beautiful all the time, and they are beautiful all the time regardless of their age. But I mean, shit, if somebody got a preference of wanting young,
I don't know about regardless of the age.
R. Kelly right there.
You know what I mean. And within, you know, the legalities of things, but I'm just saying, like, if you want young, you want young. I mean, and here's another double standard that most people don't talk about. I mean, women don't date down. If a woman makes six figures.
I said that too. I'm like, you'll never meet a woman that marries down, dates down. They usually marry up.
And we will marry anybody above us, beneath it. We don't care. We just looking for an actual partner. They don't. But I'm not about to get into it. I'm not going to come. I'm not misogynistic.
Hot take.
It's just, yeah. Mm. I mean, here's another one. Women get in the club for free at a certain time. Men have to pay no matter what time it is.
Well, that's a business move, though. They're trying to have it still
a double standard.
I get it, but
I'm spending the most money. Guys are spending the most money in bars most of the time.
Because once we get in there, we're going to try to buy a girl a drink. So we are, you know what I'm saying? Not only are you getting it for free, chances are half of your bill is paid for in itself.
Mm-hmm. But the clubs and bars, they want to fill the location. They're trying to get people in the door just to be in the door. No. So I think they're looking at it both ways, that, yeah, people are going to buy you drinks, but you're also going to buy drinks now because you got it for free. Like, there's like a...
The science behind it is correct, but that's why you create that double standard. That's why it exists, because it's effective. You know what I mean? That's all it is. It's not like I'm mad at it.
I know. Well, there's also the... It was like, everybody's... Well, I think it's been... I think I've seen it before where it's like, everybody's free until this time. So because they're trying to get people in the door. And,
yeah.
But I get what you're saying, though, with having it just one gender where they're getting...
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, and here's another double standard. When moving shit, who's expected to lift the heavy shit? Just it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't complain because the shit got to get done.
That's very true. Yeah.
Love you, ladies, though. Love all your work that you do. You are our better halves. I'm going to end by saying
let
that.
Let me shut the fuck up before I get canceled.
This cell's going to come down here just,
what the hell did you say?
Throw a chunk at you. Like,
no. Teeing off on
you. Where's Franco when you need him?
Man.
No, yes.
I just know the fuck you.
I'll be at work right now, man. Shout out to Franco.
Don't
man.
Mention the cancel god.
Shout out to
god.
Franco. Yeah.
He is, yeah. For real. He the cancel god.
Who, Franco?
Mm-hmm.
Man. He's like the... He's like the uncancel culture. He's like the king of them and shit. Like, you can't uncancel me.
No shit. But no. I mean, we're about like halfway. We're like half an hour in almost. So
okay,
we got some time left.
It's been flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see, my mom ordered that hoodie.
Yes. Shout out to Miss April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And we might as well mention it now. We got merch on sale. Everybody, yes. Order some merch.
Make support. Sure you go to the website, www.creativegeniusbrand.org. IOU has its own merch tab now. Click on the website. You'll see all the new hoodies that we're dropping. I think we're going to drop some bucket hats also.
Nice.
Yeah, we're outside this summer. It's going to be a shenanigans summer for sure. Mm-hmm. So
join us. Be one. Be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And help support us so we can support other people as well. So because we want to do more. And
make Lorraine better.
Yes. Right.
By supporting us, you're supporting yourself, essentially.
Can we say make Lorraine great again? Or that's like...
Don't. I wouldn't.
All right.
You'll get a certain crowd back in, you know?
He said, you'll reach a couple people.
All of a sudden, this didn't even air yet. It's like, bing, bing, bing. Like, hey, they just felt it.
Certain bars, your drink is free, brother.
Like, brother, you're speaking up for us. Like, damn it.
You want a 9mm?
Date my cousin.
this is gonna look great on
after I divorce her though.
Oh my god.
But no. So what else has been? Oh, I didn't tell you guys. But so I went to Florida 2 weeks ago. That experience in itself was good to go out again, John. But I'm never flying Frontier again.
Hey, Brian, ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie. I'm flying Frontier.
All right. Well, I just hope that they, you know,
treat me right.
Treat you how you're supposed to be treated. Because
I hope.
Again, to have a 22-hour layover and they just give you a $50 credit for that is beyond me. Yeah.
Mm. Only $50.
Me and Cell, shout out to AI, we use Chat GPT, put it in the system like, hey, we need to get our money back. Spit out information to get us compensated for this. We ended up getting an additional $150 now. On nice. Top of the $50, so like $200 in free travel. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
A piece or together?
A piece.
Oh, okay.
So, nice. If we're still doing our guys trip, I'll probably use it for that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So, but yeah, no, that experience is cool. It's just being outside. The older we're getting, for me anyway, because I turn 30,
mm-hmm.
I want to see the world. Uh-huh. I have to see the world. Do you think that we've been here 3 decades? That's mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only probably seen less than what? 5% of the actual
right,
world.
Literally.
If not even
probably
less
3%,
than that.
Not even like. We ain't even been out the
think
states.
Think about that. Like we've
out the country. Yeah.
We've only probably think of the places you've been. I mean, outside of the country. I've never been outside of the country. So I'm limited to just the states.
Right.
So damn. That's, you know, I mean, I'm really limited on where I've seen.
Me too. Shit.
And I just got on the plane for
right,
the first time.
Literally.
I can say I've been to 10% of the country, though. I've been to five states.
So what do you think holds people back from wanting to experience more life? Is it like a... not a victim's mentality where like they feel like they're not worthy of going.
I would say it's kind of like almost hereditary because like my parents traveled, so like I kind of knew at an early age that you could go on vacations and see other parts of the world opposed to other people whose parents maybe weren't able to travel or, you know, couldn't afford it or anything like that. Then they're just kind of stuck with being homegrown and just being like really.
This is where I belong, actually. Yeah, because I think they said, like, I read a weird stat, like, 2 years ago. Like, 80% of the people don't leave, like, where they're born at.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But then I can also say it could go both ways. Like, your parents might have never traveled. You do travel way more than what your parents have ever done. So, mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of hereditary things that you see growing up. Like, if other people seen the world and they can tell you about it at a young age, you're going to want to go off and go see those type of things. But if no one's there to tell you how cool Vegas is once you turn 21, like, you know, you'll never really experience that until somebody comes along and actually gives you that information to do.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to my neighbor, actually, like a couple hours ago, and he had mentioned, he was like, yeah, 9th grade, I was here. sophomore year, I went to, I think he said he went to school in Japan. And then his dad, it was like about his dad. So his dad had to travel. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I was in Japan. Then the 11th grade, I went here. And then 12th grade, I graduated from Lorraine High. So I was like, what kind of, that's a crazy 4 years of high school. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just, I think it's the opportunity. I think that's one major thing. It's like, if, you know, my parents, we went to Niagara Falls when I was like 10. And that was it. Right. I never traveled anywhere, you know.
So I guess we kind of have to normalize this. Going outside, being doing stuff, going places.
So. But at the same time, man, I feel like it's hard for parents to travel with kids, man, because kids are bad as fuck.
Bro, so it's I get it.
And like, I'm not saying like kids, but like babies. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's hard to travel with a baby. You never know, because you're a grown ass man. Your ears are popping on the plane. Your baby's ears can start popping. So they start crying. You can't control. You can't do nothing about it. You're stuck on this plane for another 2 more hours.
Crying babies and trying to. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so us having no kids, no offense, Cliff, you know, it's easier for us to do a vacation like that.
You ain't got to tell me. Mari getting dropped off, and he 3. I mean, I seen a mom try to bash parents like, I don't understand how parents can't take their kids with them. That's selfish. Like, bitch, I'm sorry.
I want to experience this shit myself.
Thank you. I'm trying to get up, go out, and have fun. I ain't trying to wake up and do the same shit I was doing at home. In another setting where like I gotta still abide by this little motherfucker rules, take care of him. I can't really get where I wanna get because I still have to be responsible. Bro, vacation, I'm sorry. It's not meant to be responsible. I wanna go somewhere and be as minorly as responsible as possible. Get fucked up.
Minimum responsibility.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And just like see the fucking world for what it is.
Taking Ubers and all that shit.
And then when I come home, dial back into dad mode and I'm refreshed. It's like, okay, I can do this shit for another year or so.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, so are you guys renting a vehicle down there? Are you going to?
So where we're at, we're going to stay and we're going to walk. So we're going to get an Uber from the airport from Tampa to our place. And then we're just going to get it. So we're going to do an Uber back to the airport. But in between, so we're there for 5 days. So we may go down to a beach like Clearwater Beach or something, or St. Pete Beach or something. One time or something, but we have a beach right here. It's right in front of us. So we're going to try to walk. I didn't plan this out, but there's a place that we're going to be at. It's called John's Pass.
I just seen that. Yeah.
Literally.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
It's about me. John. Yeah.
we're literally like maybe like 10 minutes from there walking. I mean, so we walk and we're not going to have bear or nothing. So we're fast walkers. So,
Plus it's Florida. You're in a different space. Walk, especially if everything's on a street.
Absolutely, yeah. So our ideal is we're not going to use a car. We're, you know, there's like bike rentals and stuff. Like we might rent a bike or something.
I'm gonna just give you this one piece of advice, man. Just don't be a fast walker.
Well, see, that's funny you say that.
Just sit back, relax,
yeah,
man.
Slow down,
breathe,
yeah.
Just have fun, dude.
My coworker, it's funny. She's older. She's getting ready to retire, and she's like, when it's nice out, her thing is walk slow. Yeah. She's not telling me that because I'm a fast walker. She's saying in general, just walk slow.
Exactly.
When you on your way out to your car and your way back in, you know, I'll go to lunch. You'll be like, walk slow. Make sure you walk slow because enjoy it.
Because you're missing
that
out.
Little 20 minutes you got, dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For people that work a lot too, like, don't ever rush yourself on vacation.
Man,
that's not the purpose of vacation. It's to like take your time throughout the whole.
That's what
Jordan
was trying to do. She's like, we need to get away for like 36 hours. I'm like, why? We're just gonna be. Rushing though, we're gonna get there, try to rush to do something, relax, rush to get back to the airport. I'm like, come back home, come back to work. I'm like, it's not worth it. Let's just like sit there and actually enjoy like 3 or 4 days. I don't know, 36 hours. Like, not with that.
There you go. Suntan lotion. You will regret it if you don't.
Well, see, when I was in Miami Beach, the first day I was with Ash in Miami Beach, my head went scaly, dried out.
Glad I didn't get you a sun hat, my boy.
Yeah, yeah. I had to take a special Uber. I left you guys. I went to Walmart. It was like I probably paid in Ubers like $50 to go to Walmart. It was some random Miami Walmart. Got like a bucket hat. I got a water jug and all because I was like unprepared. I'd never been on vacation. You know,
but the more you go on vacation, the more you're like, yeah.
So, are you bringing a carry-on or
so we're gonna try to do one check bag because Frontier yeah so we're gonna try because my idea
I can't
is
like that.
I mean either I'm trying
it's just one check bag
yeah
between one, the both of them
because the carry-on
what are you really taking I'm sure you're gonna take extra clothes that you're not even gonna wear
right
most people do that
See, my thing is shoes. I like bringing like a couple like.
All you need is three pairs of shoes. Shoes that you're wearing to the airport, and then two other shoes you're changing into.
That's what I did. I shoes to the airport, flip flops, and the shoes I'm gonna wear around
looking nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, you're in Florida, so
it should be
open toes,
suns out, guns out.
Yeah. Exactly. Them dogs mean.
I'm tan. Them dogs barking.
Now you guys see, as like it gets warmer out, John will have his toes out on the episode. So
I'm gonna control the mic with my toes. Okay, well.
Monkey paws.
Yeah, no. So carry on is cool. Yeah, I mean, make sure your check bag is less than 40 pounds.
Yeah, there's some sort of weight. It'll like kick it back, or
you can do it.
Or you have to pay extra for it.
My shit was heavy as fuck. As long as it fit in the underneath the thing, like you just had to cram it in there. I cram it. Slamming that hole in there.
You're just sitting there slamming the door.
Literally kicking it. Like, hey, can you stop kicking my seat? Like, hold on, I gotta get my bag in here, buddy.
No, actually, on Frontier, the check bag is cheaper than the carry-on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 10. I want to say it was like 10 bucks cheaper or something. It was like ridiculous. It was like $75 for a carry-on.
See, I don't know. I'd rather have just the carry-on, dude. We did that last time, and that's probably the only thing I'll do from now on. Especially with the bag I have now. It's like a legit book bag suitcase. Right. I could fit like a good 4 days worth of shit in there. Shoes, all that shit.
I seen a hack, and actually, I'm going to try this. There was a packing hack where you actually put the...
Oh, he was stacking it up.
Yeah.
Stand the
suitcase up and then put your clothes in it. Instead of putting it on the ground and putting it, like, folding it the other way. I was like, that's a great idea.
Shout out to TikTok. Yeah. A lot of hacks on there, man.
I seen they're about to get banned in one state.
Oh, Montana, they did pass it.
Montana.
Oh, did they? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Again, I ain't even gonna get into that topic. Mm. Everybody got my information from the government to my job. I don't care if China got it. Give me my paycheck and my Skrilla.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How are we at now? Probably like what, 40?
Something about there. Probably 45 or so.
Okay, well, what are you thinking?
Well, we gotta give our sponsor a shout out before we go forward.
Oh, I'll give another shout out then. Shout out to our sponsor, Creative Genius Brand. Again, make sure you guys go on the website, www.creativegeniusbrand.org. We do have new merch, summertime shenanigans, all on the website. Yeah. Click on the tab. Just support us, you know? That's all we're asking for. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get into the mental health check, and we'll get out of here. Get out of your guys' ears and faces.
Yeah, so I'll go first. So before we started recording, I was at like a 4, bro. It was bad. Like, I didn't... Because, like, the past 2 days, trying to get the house together and clean, spring cleaning, you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. Problem with the roof, I had to get some shingles replaced on there. And then my truck today decided to take a dump on me, so I'm like, but I'm under warranty still.
Good.
I'm literally 1 mile under warranty.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, nope, park it. I'll get it towed to the dealership and y'all deal with it because mm-hmm. I'm not about to pay extra. So
wow.
Yeah, that's clutch as hell.
Wow. Petty shit. Did you take a picture of the odometer?
I do.
I was about to say, because everybody drive that shit down the lot like, nah, you're out. Yeah.
It's literally 99999. Wow. And my warranty was for 1,000.
Wow. So I'm like, oh,
100,000. I'm like, yep. Run nice. It. Nope. Yeah, so I'll probably end up trying to get in, honestly. So. Yeah, because I've already had too many issues with this truck, and I've only had it less than a year and 2 months.
Wow.
So, but outside of that, everything else is good. Meditated before the episode, so I feel a lot clearer now. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to say I'm like a 7 now.
Okay.
Of course, I got to get some food in my system. So
bro, I had to eat today. Yeah. We were recording a little bit later because I had to eat. I can't wait.
For real? You ate already?
Yeah.
Dirty bastard.
Yeah. So John, how you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling all right. This week was a lot. We had at work, we have a annual audit that basically, so I'm an auditor and we get audited, and basically for our records and what we do. So it's kind of funny, like on Monday morning there was a guy sitting waiting for everybody to get there, and he was like, "Hello, my name is so and so. I'm an auditor for this." And I'm like, "Hello, my name is John. I'm an auditor." You know, it's kind of like funny.
I was going to say, what do you call an auditor of an auditor?
Yeah. It's like Inception. But yeah, so that was really not stressful, but it was just like a lot happening. So I had to like continue my daily work and also deal with like
micromanagement.
Yeah, like people in my like asking questions, and I had to answer my questions that I had to answer. And
Did it feel like you were getting interviewed by yourself?
Sort of. Yeah, there was like questions of like, can you like explain this thing? Like, why did it happen this way? And so you had to like kind of, you in my position, you kind of have to know how departments are ran and how things are. You have to be kind of knowledgeable, because if not, it's like, there was one question that I didn't have the answer to. I was like, I looked, they were like asking questions. I looked back, I was like, I don't know the answer to that. So you're gonna have to ask somebody else. Like, with all due respect, but no, it was a good week though. Yesterday we went, me and Abigail went to downtown Akron. I'd never been to Akron before. It was cool. Only thing that it was all boarded up. There's some sort of trial going on right now for, of course, police brutality. Someone was murdered by the police, and the verdict is happening soon. So it was kind of weird. It was like kind of dystopian where everything was like boarded up because people were worried about riots and stuff. So that's not good. But as far as the number goes, I think I'm at like a 7.5, something like that. I don't know. We went golfing yesterday. I think I did pretty well. I told my neighbor about my score. I said 54 in the first 9. Hey, don't grill me.
I mean, you just starting off too, so. Yeah.
He said, you know what? Ain't bad. That ain't bad for. I'm like,
again, we're not professionals.
I thought that was good. I didn't even know that.
So 36 is par. So what? You were how many over par? 36?
18.
18 over par? I mean,
and I told him, I'm like, putting is my, you know, crux.
It's a short game.
Mm-hmm. He was like, well, he's like, just try to. He's like, try to punch it. So I got, now I got a something to work on. Something to work on. So.
Yeah, no, we'll be out there all summer.
So who won then?
Me or Tevin? I don't know.
Yeah.
Tevin goes a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tevin, by the way. Yeah, no, I think I shot under 100.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Like, finally, bro. So getting in the rhythm, it's just all technique and getting out there more. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, fellas, how we doing, Cliff?
I'm at a 6. It was a stressful week between the essay. Job is really fucking easy, but trying to find a second job. What else? I got to do the total line thing. I don't know. I have a lot of moving parts this week, so it took a lot out of me. Allergies kicking in and shit. Mm-hmm. That's what you hear. Sick household. Baby's face is breaking out due to allergies. So I'm hoping that next week I can clean a lot of that up. I just found out I can get something expunged off my record for free. That's probably been keeping me from a lot of like opportunities, because I guess something that got dismissed by Judge Moraldi keeps popping up. And they were like, yeah, you can get it expunged for free. We don't do it for you. You have to come out and do the paperwork. I'm like, motherfucker, if that shit dismiss it. It shouldn't be popping up. But it is what it is. So Tuesday, I take care of that. And then after that, hopefully places call me back and I can square that shit away.
Good.
Start making more money.
Great. That's great, man.
Here we go. Gabe?
I would say I am at a 8.5.
King of the numbers today.
We went bowling again yesterday. You know how we do every Saturday. I ain't gonna cap, man. Damon already told me beforehand. He said, I'm coming and I'm gonna bust your ass.
No, what's it?
And you know me, I'm like, yeah, well, come on, I'm with it. He was with it. Him and Benny, the first 7 frame strikes.
Damn.
On both of our heads. All of us, I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on? Second game, we came back. I put up a 220, so we won the second game. Third game, I needed help. I felt like Bron when he looked at JR, like they didn't know the score. I need help.
Bron in 15, Bron in 18.
But yeah, they took 2 games in the pins. So next week they play for first and second, and I believe we play for third and fourth in this standings part.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get only the third or fourth place money bracket wise, but we'll have the tournament
to potentially
win. So the mm-hmm. first half winner and the second half winner will go off against each other.
Nice, nice.
So we'll might have an additional. We're going to be in the championship either way because we won it. So it just depends on if Damon and them do what they need to do again next week and win. So
you should like take them out Friday night. Just get
well.
Them
they
all
had states
plastered. Yeah.
They had states in Parma. That morning, they had to be there like 7 a.m. So they were already drunk. And I was hoping, anticipating, they were drunk enough to where...
They got good. They got better. Like, dang.
And yeah, but that's what it was. They all bowled bad out there, came back home. Let's put it on us. Put the paws on us. But other than that, everything's good, man. I got a couple birthdays to worry about again next week. My mom and Jordan's. So kind of important ones. So just... Gonna be working a lot, trying to save up a little bit of money just to do that. And make sure that They have a good birthday. My mom was a bull, so you guys are more than welcome to come.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
The 23rd, so I believe that is next Sunday. What day I think you, you're gone.
Yo, did you leave, John?
24th.
Yep.
Mm. I'll still pull up on you.
Yeah, so other than that, though, everything's been cool, man. I can't complain. Need some food in me. Life is good, man. I can't complain, for real.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay.
Love to hear it. Yeah,
well. Again, Archibald is not here. He is...
Shout out to...
On daddy duties.
Yes. Playing hooky.
By the way, Jacob, you owe us drinks.
Yeah, Rotor wants out as you owe the whole staff Starbucks for triple bogey in your last four holes. So that just sounds like boo-boo times four.
Yeah. So, but, Cliff, you got a gym for us?
Yeah, by Napoleon Hill. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what we're doing. Small things going to be great.
Exactly.
All right, guys. It's been an episode of It's On Us. Again, make sure you like, subscribe to our channel. Again, so buy some merch from us, support us, and stop playing it.